Lady Cutlin wants her daughters. Tyrion pushed himself down from the bench, letter and map in hand. Sir Jaslyn will see that you have food and fire. You look in dire need of sleep, cousin. I will send for you when we know more. He found Sir Jaslyn on the ramparts, watching several hundred new recruits drilling in the field below. With so many seeking refuge in King's Landing, there was no lack of men willing to join the city watch for a full belly and a bed of straw in the barracks. But Tyrion had no illusions about how well these ragged defenders of theirs would fight if it came to battle. "You did well to send for me," Tyrion said. "I shall leave Sir Cleos in your hands. He is to have every hospitality. And his escort?" the commander wanted to know. "Give them food and clean garb, and find a maester to see to their hurts. They are not to set foot inside the city, is that understood?" It would never do to have the truth of conditions in King's Landing reach Robb Stark in Riverrun. "Well understood, my lord." "Oh, and one more thing. The alchemists will be sending a large supply of clay pots to each of the city gates. You're to use them to train the men who will work your spitfires. Fill the pots with green paint and have them drill at loading and firing. Any man who sputters should be replaced.